844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The incoming Trump administration wanting their people in place on Inauguration Day. Here's more from correspondent Chris Barnes.
They're ready to serve this country and bring real change.
Incoming White House spokesman Sean Spicer saying he's hoping most of President-elect Donald Trump's nominees will be in place on Inauguration Day. The highest profile nominees expected to see confirmation hearings begin this week include Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General and recently retired ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. But Democrats are pushing for a delay in the hearings, saying more time is needed for vetting.
There should not be hearings till the Office of Government Ethics gives them an examination, issues a report, and then there should be time to question these witnesses, not six in one day.
That's the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
Opening arguments underway in the trial of a pharmacist charged in a fungal meningitis outbreak that led to 64 deaths. Prosecutors claim Barry Cadden and other pharmacists at New England Compounding Center ignored industry regulations and sold contaminated drugs. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
California officials had let a serial rapist out on conditional release, and now they're reconsidering that action. Here's Jason Campidonia with more.
A Northern California judge is set to decide over the next 2 days whether to revoke the conditional release of convicted serial rapist Christopher Hubbard. Investigators say he's violated the terms of his release several times and failed a handful of lie detector tests. Hubbard had been living in a home in North Los Angeles County for about 2 years before being arrested without explanation in August of 2016. Hubbard has been convicted of raping dozens of women and using a pillowcase to keep them quiet during the attacks. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
A girls' basketball team in New York shocked when they find a black mannequin hanging in their dressing area. Here's more on the story.
Police say the black dummy was strung up at Arthur Johnson High School in Clark. A Plainfield girls basketball team meant to see it. It was hanging with a basketball attached to its neck in the classroom they were assigned ahead of Saturday's game. The girls were very upset, posting to Facebook about it and then losing to Clark 64-20. Clark school superintendent says demonstrations of intolerance won't be tolerated and that action will be taken if necessary. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Alabama and Clemson meeting tonight in the college football playoff national championship game for the second year in a row. The top-ranked Crimson Tide come in at 14-0. Clemson, 13-1. Last year, Alabama won 45-40. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon, and the weather this afternoon is going to be partly sunny with a high near 27, south winds 5 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 12. South winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, there's a slight chance of snow between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 35, calm winds becoming south 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning, and a chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, there's a chance of rain or freezing rain before 9 a.m., and then after 9 o'clock at night, rain. There'll be a low around 34, southwest winds 8 to 11 miles per hour, and your chance of precipitation tomorrow night is 90%. Little or no ice accumulation is expected, thank goodness. Wednesday, a slight chance of rain before 10 o'clock in the morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 48, southwest winds 7 to 9 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, chance of rain after 8 o'clock, mostly cloudy with a low around 37, and the chance of precipitation is 50%.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. Compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Larry Cartwright, and I am surrounded today by two good-looking women in an office that's closed. So lucky me. I have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey. Well, it's all right. Hey's okay. We won't hold it against you. And her mom, Rita Orleans, is it? Okay. And Rita's with the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Centers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Playhouse in Clinton.
I have to ask. I ask everybody this because I'm curious. I ask people how they got involved in this, you know, the line of work. I've had one person say, something happened when they were like 10 years old and I've always wanted to do this. Another person said, well, I had 4 kids, mortgage, car payments, insurance, lost my job, and this came along and I've been doing it for the last 20 years. The second one, that would have been me. So I'm just curious, how did you get involved in this line of work?
Well, about 7 or 8 years ago, I had something tragic happen in my life, and I was looking for something to pull me out of the funk that I was in. I was depressed, and so I decided to join the gym. It was like a last resort. It was from the prompting of a very close friend of mine who lived across the street who belonged to the gym. And she said, you know, come to the gym. And I went, and it was okay. But then one day I decided to go to a spinning class. They just had started spinning in Clinton.
That's the bicycle?
The wellness center, yes. You get on the bike, you're in a room, they turn out the lights, they blast music. The instructor was so sweet. I kind of walked in. I feel like I might have been like a zombie. I really didn't know why I was walking in there. It was just kind of like, help me, you know. I didn't even know what to say, you know. Get on this bike, and an hour goes by, and I didn't think about anything else except what I was doing. And the instructor was so helpful, and it really helped me clear my head, clear my mind, forget about what was, you know, going on in my life that was making me sad. And I got addicted. I just started going to take this class, that class, every class I could take, because for that time that I was there, I felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it actually helped me in other ways. I lost weight. I was sleeping better. I found I was eating better. And all these things kind of helped me. And I thought maybe I could be that person for someone one day. You know, they walk into my class, and I always think of that when someone new comes in. You know, that could have been me, you know, 8 years ago coming in. I don't know why this person's walking in and they have that same look on their face that I probably did, you know, and scared. And it's life changing when you find something that you love, you know, and that it helps you feel better too.
Well, I do the show before this also, which is NAMI's Hour, which is National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Right.
And I have 4 children, and my youngest son is schizophrenic, and we've gone through bad times, okay, for many years. Sarah, you trying to blow the place up or what? It's okay. You can, now that you touched it, you're happy with it there?
Yep.
Okay. Well, either move in closer. There you go. Okay. You're fine now.
Yep.
Okay, so you won't blow it up, please.
Yep.
Okay, good. But that's how I got involved with NAMI, and for the same reason. And now when people come in, it's like, you know, if you can help one person, I look at it as it's well worthwhile.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with what you're saying. You know, if you can help somebody, it's, yeah. Now, you're in Clinton on 31 there?
We're in Clinton and in White House.
Well, you're in White House. Where are you at? You go both?
I go to both places.
Okay.
Yes. I teach in both facilities.
Okay.
Yes.
It's ironic. I don't think I've ever saw you there. Up until about a year ago, I belonged there since before they built it.
The
in
White
Clinton.
House?
No, in Clinton.
Oh, yeah. I'm in White House more often than Clinton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I signed up there before, while they were still building it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great
it is.
Place.
It
it's
is.
Great, beautiful.
You know. You know how you take a test, you know, like, well, I would say it's a test, but they have you do sit-ups or something,
right.
You know, before.
Your fitness assessment.
Yeah, right. I did it in White House because they didn't have anything in Clinton yet.
Right.
And the guy says to me, can I ask you a question? I says, yeah. He says, will you answer it honestly? I says, well, I don't know. It depends on the question. You know? He says, when was the last time you exercised? I says, well, let's see. I come back from Vietnam in 1967, probably 1967. And he started laughing. I says, why, am I that bad? But then now I go, you know, to the gym, and I go like I try to go 4 days a week, but I definitely make three.
Good.
But you know, with everything else I'm involved in, sometimes it's a little difficult, you know. And as you know, certain hours are more people come.
Yeah. You know? And certain times of the year, right now.
Well, yeah, everybody comes now because they've all made their New Year's Eve resolutions. Three weeks down the road, they'll be back the way it was. You know, everybody will go
hopefully
back.
Hopefully not.
Well, it's always been that way since I've seen it. You know. Then basically, what exactly is your role there?
Well, I'm a group fitness instructor, and I'm also a personal trainer.
Okay. Now, when you say personal trainer, somebody wants to deal with their abs or something like that, they would
If someone wants to work one-on-one, we get a lot of clients that just, they have specific goals that they want to attain, and they prefer to work one-on-one instead of group fitness. Group fitness can be very intimidating. I can understand that. And some people like to start out with just a personal trainer, just one-on-one. It really is awesome to do that because you do get to form a relationship with that trainer, and they know you. And a lot of our personal trainers are also group fitness instructors. And I seem to find that a lot of them will encourage their clients to start into group fitness, maybe take their class. And they'll feel really comfortable with that because they already know the trainer.
Quick question, going back to when you said spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's the bike, and you said you turn the lights out and blast music and stuff. But is there a speed that they have to attain?
No.
Or it could be any...
You can
go slow or
pace.
Whatever? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we set some guidelines, but of course...
What are the guidelines?
Well, we have a computer on the bike, and we kind of tell them, don't go any faster than this, or try not to, try to stay in these.
Okay.
It's a very wide range of RPMs. But, of course, if you're just coming in and you're just trying the class, you could go at your own pace completely. Most people tend to, slow down. They go slower. They watch the instructor. They don't come in like a maniac and go full crazy. And the instructors are well-trained and can set them up on the bike so they don't hurt themselves. They'll be at the perfect height, comfortably seated on the bike. We have the best instructors at the Wellness Center. I feel like they're just the greatest group of men and women that you can imagine. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, and always open to helping everyone that comes in.
Right, right. Sarah, you go to the gym?
Yeah.
What do you take?
I swim.
She does swimming.
All right.
Swim lessons with Miss Kat. We have two really fabulous swim instructors. If you have children that would like swim lessons, we have Miss Kathy in White House and we have Miss Shirley in Clinton. There's lots of different hours.
I know Shirley.
It's amazing. And swimming is a life skill that all children should have. And as soon as they're old enough, get them in there. The mommy and me and the daddy and me classes are the best way to start out because they meet the instructor, and then once they're ready, they'll be on their own with the instructor, and it's amazing. My daughter Olivia is on the North 110 swim team, and she started taking swim lessons with Miss Kathy when she was 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you swim now?
Yeah.
You can? You go up and down the laps?
Yeah.
Well, don't look at your mom. I'm asking you. You can answer. You can say, no, I don't. It doesn't matter. You do go up and down laps?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's a great swimmer.
I didn't learn how to swim until I was 21. Hmm? I could tread water, but I couldn't swim. I'd be in water over my head in the pool. I could tread water and stay above, but I couldn't swim. Hmm? But it's ironic because we were telling us in the previous class, I mentioned... But we had a break, and my father was born in Iowa, and he left home when he was 14 and never went back, but always was on water. He was in the Coast Guard for a while. He was in the Navy Reserve. He was a tugboat captain in New York Harbor. He was in a merchant marine. He couldn't swim a stroke, hated the water. wouldn't go to the beach. Wow. I was brought up in Brooklyn, and my vacation, my mother would take me to Coney Island for a day because we'd get on the subway and go to Coney Island. My father would never go because he couldn't stand swimming. He couldn't stand the water. But he spent most of his life, other than the first 14 years, on the ships. And, you know, like I said, he was a tugboat captain in New York Harbor for many years. He was in a merchant marine. When I was overseas, he was on a merchant ship that was bringing guns and ammunition to Vietnam. And I was, I was there, but neither one of us knew that the other one was there at the time, you know. So, but, yeah, it's like unbelievable. But anyway, we were talking earlier about, jokingly, about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And they're always, well, I want to get better. I want to lose weight. I want to get more shape. I want to be more fit. Any tips on how they set their goals and achieve them?
Yeah, I would say set your goals realistically. If you're not a morning person, don't set your goal of, okay, I'm going to make a 6 a.m. spin class every day. I'm going to get up. Because most likely, if you're not a morning person, you're probably not going to stick to that. I would set the goals realistically. What's a good time? Where do you feel comfortable fitting in the gym? The gym is open from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. So if you're more of a after work person where you feel like maybe you're too tired, but if you could push yourself to just get to the gym and maybe even just do a 20-minute workout or take a class even once or twice a week, just start out slow, because what you'll see is you'll be able to fit it in more and more and more, you know, instead of just going full out and, you know, saying I'm going to get there every single day, because that usually will fall apart. So just go at your pace and just fit it into your schedule where it fits best at first.
Do you have any tips that can help someone stick to their goals?
Yeah, like I said, don't set your goals too high as far as, you know, every day, maybe you can't get there. But, you know, say Wednesday is a good day for you. Always go on Wednesday, no matter what. Unless maybe you're sick, you know, you're going to make that your day. At least you have that. You know, that I think makes it attainable. If you're going too crazy with it, all right, Wednesday. Wednesday's always going to be my day, no matter what. If I have to go to the grocery store, I'm going to push that aside. I'm going to make sure that I always go. Maybe there's a class on Wednesday evening that I like to take, which there is. There's a nice half-hour class at 5 o'clock with Maria in Clinton. It's a nice 30 minutes core workout. That's a great place to start, a nice 30-minute class. Get to know some people in the class. Start to talk to them. When else do you come? You know, and then it kind of can evolve from there.
Right, you more or less strike up relationships with people.
Group fitness is amazing. You make friends. Everybody is usually very welcoming to, you know, someone who's new and trying. You know, find someone in the class who you can relate to. Maybe get their phone number, text them, and then, you know, you can make yourself accountable. Hey, when are you going to be at the gym the next time? And then, you know, it's nice when you have a workout buddy, too. That helps you stick to your goals.
Yeah, because you feel guilty if you don't go and they go.
And you want to see, it's nice to hang out with somebody for an hour and work out. You know, it's fun. You laugh. It makes the hour or the hour and a half go by so fast.
How does, being a personal trainer, how do you help someone reach their goals?
Well, it depends on what they're looking to do. I just had a really awesome client. She's actually going to sign up with me. We're going to do some more working, but some more training. She wanted to get in shape for her daughter's wedding, and she worked really hard with me. We only had about 6 weeks, but we pushed it hard. You know, we did a lot of cardio. We did a lot of heavy weight training, and she was really happy, and she sent me a picture of herself in the dress the morning of her daughter's wedding, and she just looked absolutely stunning, and it actually brought tears to my eyes because I was so proud of her, you know. But it's really all, you know, everybody has different goals that they want to achieve. You know, somebody might just want to feel better about, you know, walking. You know, maybe their back hurts because they're so out of shape and they just want to have somebody there with them to, you know, show them how to use the equipment, how to get started.
Right.
You know, people get very nervous when it's it's a scary thing, you know, to go into a gym sometime and see everybody doing all these things and you have no idea. That's what I love about the wellness centers is there's so many people there to help you.
And, you know, a lot of times people have medical issues.
Right.
That you wouldn't know about that, Sarah. You're too young. But but people like me, old guys like me, we have medical issues. Like I had both my knees replaced.
Right.
So my doctor who replaced my knees said, you can walk, but walk levelly. Don't walk up and down hills. You know, I can go up and down stairs, but
right.
I live in a ranch, so it's, you know, better.
Yeah.
But don't use machines that, like, flex your legs, you know, mm-hmm. this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you can, I can use the one with the plate where you push out and
yes.
back, but I can't put weight on it to go up and down on, you know,
yes.
that sort of thing. So there's certain machines I can't use. And he says, that's all right, just stay away from them,
right.
you know, because it's, you know, better not to have your knees done again, you know.
Exactly, and that's yeah. why we have fitness staff always at the fitness desks on the floor in both facilities. If you ever have a question about, you know, something that you may or may not be able to do, you know, I would ask their opinion. They're very knowledgeable. Also, when you sign up, when you join our facilities, we have you fill out a questionnaire about your medical history.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we need to get doctor's clearance for you, but it gives us insight into, you know, what you
right.
specifically can and cannot.
And, you know, some people have heart problems.
Exactly.
And so they can only do certain things, you know,
right.
they can't do
certain
other
medications.
Things. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and does the Wellness Center do meditation?
Yes. We have.
I thought they did, but I wasn't positive.
Yeah. I know that for a fact that there are specialty classes, but we have a meditation class on Monday nights in White House. It's at 7 p.m. And I believe they have it in Clinton as well, but I'm not sure of the time. But we have all the calendars and schedules posted online for both facilities.
Okay. Because, yeah, I had someone on recently who does meditation for the hospital
mm-hmm.
and also for himself. He has his own class that he
yes.
does. And but it was very interesting, you know, to listen to him. See, I did what
How
you did. I banged the mic. I'm sorry about that, folks. But, you know, and it was very interesting for me to listen to him because he was saying, you know, even people with mental health issues and or physical issues or whatever, and, you know, they could meditate and it would help them through certain periods
There's
of their life
of
or time.
Yeah,
so it, evidently so. I never even thought about
mm-hmm.
it, you know, but it was very interesting to listen to him speak about it, you know, and
yeah.
I was amazed that, you know, I knew that the hospital had it, but I wasn't sure that, you know,
right.
the other places would
yes,
have it.
Yes, the
and
Wellness
so.
Center does have it, and, you know, it's nice to, it's almost like a practice with meditation. You have to keep doing it, and you get better and better at it. I like to think of meditation along the same lines of yoga. The more you do it, the better and better you get at it, and you train yourself. So, yeah. And we offer yoga classes as well. We have some excellent yoga instructors, and they, all different times.
For dumb people like me, what actually do you do in yoga?
Well, we have a couple different types of yoga. We have senior yoga, we have chair yoga, and then regular yoga. So chair yoga, you basically sit in a chair, and the instructor will take you through different yoga poses, but you're seated.
Okay.
So very, very safe. You know, a lot of seniors that we have come in, they have balance issues.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to stand or do, and getting down, up and down off the floor, maybe they've had their knees replaced or their hips replaced, that's too hard for them. So chair yoga is a great alternative. Then we have senior yoga. That's a little bit more advanced. They do get down on the mat. There's a little bit more involved. And then we have regular yoga classes for people who are a little bit more experienced. And yoga is basically you go into different stretching poses. There's a lot of breathing. Very relaxing. And there is some meditation at the end where you just relax
okay.
and close your eyes, and the instructor talks to you about, you know, how to just relax your body. And it's really about getting in touch with yourself, your body, in space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
becoming more flexible.
And learning about your body, basically,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
what it can and can't
very
do.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah. I could get down on a mat. Getting up would be a problem,
yeah,
but I could get down on
with
it.
Knee, you know. With your knees and the, you know, chair yoga would be a great alternative to
okay.
start.
Yeah.
It, and they, everybody loves it. The classes are always full. They're great. And the people are very nice.
Do you have to belong to the gym to go to the classes?
The specialty classes, you don't have to belong to the gym. You
now, specialty just, classes are like...
Certain, like the meditation classes. There's a Tai Chi class. There's senior yoga. You can just pay for the month and come to just that class.
Okay.
But if you are a member, you could pretty much go to any class you want. And all the classes are included.
Okay.
Except for, you know, there's a few like TRX.
A what?
TRX is a suspension band class that we have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have a separate schedule for the classes that are included and the classes that are a little bit extra charge.
Okay.
But for the specialty classes, you don't actually have to join the gym to take those classes.
Now, if you wanted to go, say, to meditation, how would that work? You would pay for the meditation?
Yes. You would just pay for that class and you would just come to that class.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... It would be like on a monthly basis?
Yes,
or
they charge on a monthly basis, or you can do what they call a drop-in. You could just stop into the gym and say, okay, I'd like to take this meditation class, and whatever the price is, you just pay it and then go take the class.
Okay.
Yeah, you have options there, too.
What is – I know there's a lot of challenges being a personal trainer. And, you know, a lot of times people are different, okay – and some people are very friendly, and some people are very outgoing, and some people are very reserved, and some people are maybe sometimes not so nice. You're smiling. You don't have to agree with me or disagree. I'm just making a statement from my own personal experience.
Right, right, right.
And it doesn't only have to be in a gym. It can be anywhere in the world, you know.
Right.
So what is the most challenging thing for a trainer, not specifically you yourself, but any trainer, getting to get a person to feel confident in you, and because, you know, there's a lot of difficult people out there too. I mean, they're not all sweet and nice.
Right.
So, you know, what is the most difficult part of getting someone to quote unquote trust you, to open up to you, to explain, you know, have you do things with them to help them?
Well, we have, like I said, a lot of different personal trainers, and we all have different personalities. And, you know, I'm sure sometimes people don't mesh, but we have at our front desk and on the wall a it's like a little biography of each trainer and what they do, and there's a picture so you can see. And I think a lot of the people, when they pick a personal trainer, they'll go to that and they'll look and they'll say, oh, okay, this person seems like they would be, you know, like for myself, I'm a cyclist. I'm also a runner. So maybe somebody who wants to do some cycling or running might want to sign up with me. We also have other trainers that specialize in other things. Maybe they would want to sign up with them. So I think that's a good way to overcome some of that, you know, right from the beginning. But when you first meet someone, you know, there's a little bit of an adjustment period. When you first start training someone, you know, you have to kind of mesh with them a little bit. And I think we're all really good at doing that. And so you form a relationship, and I think that's where it really blossoms from there.
Okay.
You know, and the trust forms. And, you know, most people that will seek out a personal trainer already know that they want to
do
something.
Yeah.
Right. They want to exercise. They want to fix something about themselves. So that really...
I think we all have something we'd like to fix,
right.
You know.
Like you don't have to force that.
Not you, know? Sarah. You're fine. You're perfect.
She's good over there.
Yeah, she's good. She don't have to fix anything. You know, me, I got to fix some things. But do you bicycle, Sarah?
Yep, she rides a bike.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound enthused about it. Like, do you do it or not?
She's a little shy today.
I kind of do it. I'm not a fan of it, but...
No, really?
No.
No? What do you like doing?
Horseback riding.
Oh, okay. That's cool. You get to do that a lot?
Every Saturday.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you get to do it at?
Oh, what's it called?
Fancy Me Dandy Farm.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
You get on ponies or you get on regular horses?
Horses, ponies.
She rides both.
Wow. Yeah. Oof. Gee, that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's exciting.
I was on a horse once in my life. Yep. Horse kept turning around looking at me like, who's this guy here? What's he doing? I'm serious.
Yeah,
I couldn't get him to go. Horse kept turning around looking at me like, oh, my God, really? I have to have this guy on me? You know. But, no, I was born in Brooklyn. We didn't have horses, you know. Yeah. I mean, so, you know. But we had mounted police. I don't know where they kept their horses, but, you know. Yeah. But they did have mounted police in Brooklyn. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool actually. You see the you know, they were good with crowd control. You know, with the horses and stuff. But anyway, again, I guess what is the most challenging part? I don't know if we asked this or not or before or not. I don't remember. Short term memory loss. What's the most challenging part of sticking to a fitness regime?
I think the most challenging part is being accountable to yourself to show up and, you know, not make an excuse, you know, because it's really easy to fall back into your old habits. And that's why I was saying before, don't go out and say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every single day now that it's January, you know, set them realistic goals and that'll make it easier to stick to. And I think the most challenging thing is that people just fall back into their own old routine and just go, oh, I'm just going to go home after work. I'm like, I'll go to the gym tomorrow or I'll do it. That's why I think setting a specific day or 2 days that you're always going to go no matter what, make a friend, get a workout buddy, preferably someone who's already taking classes, you know, that isn't going to also fall into the, you know, back to the old routine. They're already going. They already have it. You know, the days that they go. And talk to the instructors and talk to the trainers that are there. They can usually, you know, say, hey, this is so-and-so. She always comes to this class. You know, introduce yourself to people. And I think that'll help. It's hard. It's hard. It really is. I totally
It's
understand.
Hard to get started.
It's hard to get started, and it's hard to stick to it.
To it, yeah.
Yes.
You know,
it's very
I,
understandable that... It's easy to just say, okay, forget it. You know, I'm just not going to go. Or, you know, they don't see results right away and they want to give up. It takes a good 4 to 6 months to start to see results when you start working out.
Right.
So people have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's like a joke, you know, at New Year's, you know.
Yeah, a lot
and
of people
all of a sudden
think they're going to see it in
you
a
know,
week and it doesn't
yeah.
happen.
And the gym is so packed
it's
and then,
packed.
You know, and then, you know. 4 or 5 weeks later, it's back to the way it was, you know.
Right, and that's why it's good to stick with it, because you go in and right now it is. It's crazy. There's a lot of people. But if you stick to just a small routine that you can manage in your life, you'll see how it'll expand, and you'll be able to add more in as time goes on, and you'll notice that the gym isn't as crazy in February, March, April. It's back to the normal.
Right,
West.
And
January,
you know the college kids have gone back because
they
were home for Christmas and
kids
holidays,
right
now
and that are on their
right.
2 week, 3 week
right.
break,
and they're going back, and
they're
you
going
know,
back, right.
So they're not there, and then the people that you know don't feel like fulfilling their New Year's resolution,
they kind of fall off. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. I just out of curiosity. A trainer gave me 2 workout sets because sometimes I go 2 days back to back and then skip a day and then go back a third day or something, you know, because with my involvement with NAMI and doing presentations, like we did a presentation this morning before I came here and then the 2 radio shows and stuff like that, you do support groups and teaching classes and stuff. So I don't know exactly what days I can make. It depends, you know. But she said that she gave me a list of things to do because I start out on a bike.
Good.
I can't do treadmills or elliptical,
so
you know. Those I can't do. My knees just don't take it. But I go on a bike. So she says, you know, start on a bike. And then she gave me a list of you know, abs and stuff to do.
Right.
And she says, if you come back, say, like, if you go Tuesday and you're coming back Wednesday, then do these set. Mm-hmm. Don't do the same.
Right. Change it up.
Change it. She says, if you go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then it really doesn't matter because you got a day off in between.
Yes.
But so I was just curious, when you set something up for someone, do you do that that way also?
Yes. Usually want to alternate, say, strength and cardio. So even people that come to group fitness classes, you know, we'll tell them, you know, maybe make Sunday your strength day and then maybe make Monday your cardio day. And you could just alternate that way. But if you're with a personal trainer and you're with somebody, say, 3 days a week, yeah, you would space out, maybe work different body parts. Maybe one day you'd focus more on the lower body, another time come back and focus more on the upper body as far as strength training goes, and then maybe you could do cardio one day and maybe abs. You know, it's nice to mix it up because then you're not doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it doesn't get boring. You know?
Right. And it's good to cross-train. It's good to do different, you know, types of workouts.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like,
the bike is great for cardio.
Yeah, I do the bike in the beginning, and then I do a set of whatever, you know, exercises and such. And I don't do lift weights like on a bar,
yeah,
but I have
the hand ones.
I do the hand ones and do a couple that way.
They're
and
just
such.
As effective. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I may go to the machine with the rope and, you know, pull down.
Yeah.
But it's like, and when I'm done, I go back on the bike and do another 2-3 miles on a bike.
Good.
If I can make 2-3 miles at the end.
Yeah.
Usually I can make 2-3 is a little rough sometimes, but you know.
Every mile counts.
Yeah. I figured I look at it and it may not be the way everybody looks at it. It may not be the way your mom looks at things, but I look at it that whatever I'm doing is better than not doing anything.
That's exactly right.
So if I do 6 miles, you know, 4 miles in the beginning and 2 miles at the end, that's 6 miles more than what I've done if I would have sat home and watched
exactly.
As the World Turns or something,
yeah,
which I never would have done. But, you know, but just, you know, using that as an example.
Right.
You know,
always doing something is better than doing nothing.
Doing nothing, right.
Yeah.
So whatever
and
you're
I
doing, it's
tell
better
everybody,
than...
A mile is a mile.
Right, right. You know, and it's just, it just helps, you know. I just find it a lot of fun. You know, I really do.
You feel better. You sleep better.
Sometimes I have to force myself.
Yes.
You know.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to force myself to go, but I go. And, you know, like I said, I try to do it 4 times, but I definitely do it 3 times a week.
Good.
It's not always the same day, but, you know.
It's okay.
But I do it, and, you know.
3 to 4 times a week is perfect. You'll always need a rest day. You know, working out 7 days a week, you can, if, you know, you know how to hold back a little bit on a couple of days and not go full out crazy. But, if you know, the best thing is to have at least 1 or 2 days of rest in between everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can go do some hard workouts 2 days a week, maybe do an easier workout 2 days a week, and then always, you know, always have to factor in some rest. Good food, lots of water. You'll feel so much better.
My day off, I have to haul wood up from the woods to the front deck and, you know,
that's
sometimes
exercise.
Split it, sometimes cut it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's exercise.
It is.
And I figured that's harder than the gym, you know.
Right. And there's
so.
Always different ways to exercise. It doesn't always have to be in the gym. You could go for a walk, go
yeah.
on the trail, ride a bike, you know. A lot of people ski. You know,
yeah.
There's all different ways to exercise.
One of my sons is that. He snowboards, actually. But, you know.
That's what Sarah does. Sarah
you snowboard?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
She loves it.
Where do you snowboard at?
Vermont.
Oh, cool. My one son goes up to Vermont.
Yeah.
In fact, he works for that ski place there on 22.
Pelican?
Pelican.
Yeah.
But he has a store in East Brunswick.
Oh, nice.
And, but he's... He's got more skis that he started out skiing. Then he switched over to
snowboarding yeah.
Right? He's got more skis down my cellar than I think he has in the store, you know, because ironically enough, when a salesman would come in and they'd find out, like, he skied, oh, here, try these, you know, and let us know how you would think, you know.
Yeah, they demo.
So he's got, yeah, all these things, and now with snowboards, you know, so every time they, oh, you really snowboard? Yeah, I go here, I go there, you know. He's been to Nevada, snowboarding in Nevada. and Utah. And,
I would love to go there.
And as he and his, he got his wife into it too, so, you know.
Good.
So she does it now too, so, but, you know. But it's cool that you do that. I think that's interesting. Truthfully, I'd be too scared to do it. I would. You know, you could get me on a little slope, maybe. You know, I'd sleigh ride down it, but I couldn't. No, I'd go on a sleigh, but no. You know, I find it interesting. I think it's cool that you're doing it at 10. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she started a couple years ago. She likes lessons are the best. Just starting out with lessons.
Yeah.
I started with skiing, and then I switched to snowboard.
A lot of skiers switch to snowboard. I don't know why. I just, you know, but... Do you find it harder?
Skiing is a little bit harder,
I
switched to snowboarding. Yeah. It was much easier.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. But if someone has a fitness plan that they've been doing, how do they, lack of better words, up their game increase it or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, a good thing is to try something new. So, for instance, we have, you know, a lot of people that come to our classes, instructors and group fitness, and I know myself and the other instructors, and sometimes you'll see someone in there that's been coming to the class a lot, and you think, you know, maybe you should try such and such class, you know, just to kick it up a notch. And a lot of times they do, and they love it, you know, so trying something new. So maybe you've been doing a body pump class for a long time, and you want to do something a little bit more. Maybe you want to try body flow or body step. We also have a CX Works class, which is a 30-minute core class. There's a lot of different ways you can change things up.
Body steps, and what was the one before that?
Body pump. That's a strength class.
Pump, you mean like?
Weights?
Yeah. Weights on a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so... that's a good way to step up your game is to try something new. You know, it doesn't always have to be inside the gym, but I think that's a good way to step it up a little bit. You know,
and
or maybe go up in weights in the class that you're taking a strength class and you're always using a 10-pound weight forever. You know, maybe it's time to try 12 or go from an 8 to a 10. You know, I always tell my people, and it's really funny because it was in a class once and I said, who went up in weight? And one lady raises her hand. She goes, oh, I did. I got on the scale today. I'm 100. I was like, no, I'm not. You're
right. Yeah, okay. I could see that happening. Yeah. But what is body steps? What is that?
Body step is your, you have a bench with risers. So
oh, okay.
And you're going
up and down.
Yeah,
up and down, okay.
It's a very high cardio class. So, but if you just want to come in and try something, just if you're starting out, I highly recommend spinning or what we have in Clinton, Power Cycle. It's no impact. It's a great way to start out. You're on the bike. Nobody else can see what you're doing or how fast you're going. Everybody's pretty focused on what they're doing, and the instructors are very knowledgeable, can set you up on the bike and get you started. That's where I started. My fitness life started in a spinning class. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've seen them, you know, in Clinton,
yeah.
You know, and it just seems like they're going 100 miles an hour
it
on the bikes, and
way.
You know,
yeah,
and I'm just
not,
saying, well, I may go 5 miles an hour, but,
yeah.
You know,
some but, people are, you know, they can go faster, but it really doesn't matter. You really can go at your own pace in those classes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shouldn't be intimidated.
Well, I know, like, the bikes I use, they have the different levels.
Yes.
You know, so.
It's the same, the bike that you ride on the fitness floor. They're very similar to the ones
okay.
that we have in the studio, yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then, you know.
Almost identical, actually.
Because there's some you can set for mountains and hills and dales and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those bikes have the computers on them, but the ones that are just the stationary bikes with
right.
the little computers, that's
right.
the only ones we have in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, everybody says, I know you touched on it before, but everybody says, you know, it's a lack of time, I don't have time for this, you know, blah blah blah. So, and I know you mentioned it, but I think it's important because people use that as an excuse. And I don't have time, I got to do a report for, you know, next month or whatever, you know.
Not having time is the biggest thing.
Right. And
excuse.
You know,
issue.
I can't tell you how many people I know have exercise equipment at their house and don't use it.
Yeah.
And spend all this money on these machines and they don't use them.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of them go to the gym.
Yeah, I never had luck with the home equipment. I just never did. Going to the gym and the group fitness classes, personal trainers, I really think that that's, you know, going to keep you accountable. You know, if you know you have a class to go to at 6 a.m. in the morning, uh-huh. you know, you're a morning person, you want to get, and you're going to take a shower at the gym, and then you're going to go on your day. You're out of there by, you know, 7:30. But, you know, you just have to make some time. It doesn't have to be an hour right off the start, right out the gate. You can just say, I'm going to go for 15 minutes. I'm just going to go for 20 minutes. I'm going to just do something in there for half an hour. Even if it's just getting on the treadmill. Because you start to look around, you start to familiarize yourself with the gym. You see the group fitness classes going on. Sometimes it really helps if people just kind of see that there's a class going on there. Maybe they're not ready to go in there yet, but they can watch.
Right, right.
And then it gives them the confidence to maybe go in there and try it.
And, you know, like I said before, and you agreed with, it's like, if you go for 20 minutes, that's 20 minutes more than what you were doing.
Exactly.
You know, you stayed in bed 20 minutes longer normally, you know. So you get up 20 minutes earlier, you know. Mm-hmm.
Or after work, instead of going right home and, you know, put that off and go to the gym for, you know,
right.
half an hour.
Right.
Just, even if it's just a half an hour once or twice a week, it's going to start you on the right track.
Well, I know I have to be honest with you. I have to force myself sometimes to go.
Yeah.
But once I get there,
you're
I'm fine.
Yeah,
you're
good.
I'm good.
That's
Hi, how are you, Jim?
Yeah,
you know, you know.
Yep.
But I sometimes, and not all the time, but you know, sometimes I'll say to my wife, "What are you going to do today?" I said, "I'm going to the gym." You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, all right, when you're in Flemington, pick up this, and
right,
this.
Right,
you know,
right.
But hey, okay, you know, but I'm going to the gym first. You know, but and other days it's like, oh God, really? I got to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, but once I'm there. You know,
yeah,
and I only know maybe a handful of people there,
yeah.
But I'll see them there all the time,
right.
You know. And hi, how you doing? Or hi, Larry, how are you? You know, blah blah blah. And you know, then it's like
it's a little social,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
and it's like
social.
You start doing your thing, and you know,
do your thing, talk a little
right.
bit,
right? Right.
Yeah,
it's
a nice, healthy environment. It really is. It's a good place to be.
Right. And I know that you guys offer fitness assessments.
Mm-hmm.
How are they done?
Well, when you sign up and join our facility, we will schedule you to meet with a fitness trainer for
like the one I was explaining
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And they go over. They do a whole bunch of different things with you. So, blood pressure, weight, talk about what you want to achieve, and then they do like a little fitness assessment similar to what you had done.
Uh-huh.
You know, with some sit-ups. And,
right. Right.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't take very long, and it's really nice because they also talk to you about things that you can do. You know, once you've had your fitness assessment, that trainer will be able to tell you, oh, well, maybe you'd like to do this, or maybe you'd like to try this class or that class, you know, because they kind of get to know you and see what you're capable of.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Because
that way they can help you,
you
know,
so
you're not doing something that you're not really capable of doing.
Right, and they can explain, because a lot of people don't know. Like, they'll look at the schedule, and they'll go, what is this? You know, what class is it?
Right.
And they know, they could tell you everything.
And the same thing is, like, you know, if you think, oh, I'm going to try this X machine, and you don't
know how to use it,
so you're using it wrong.
Right.
And then you get discouraged and say, oh, the heck, what, I don't use that.
Yourself.
Yeah, or you hurt yourself, which is even worse.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
But, so that's good, you know.
That's what's great about our facility. We really take care of our members.
Now, I know you have various classes, and I know you mentioned three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any others that we didn't touch on?
No, I think we mentioned everything. I think I have a lot of aqua classes as well. I teach aqua classes. A lot of my seniors come to that. A lot of people with knee hip replacements. The water is a great place
mm-hmm.
to start if you're coming in as a senior. And equipment is just, you know, off the table. You can't do that. you could get a really great workout in the water. So check out the aqua classes as well.
What is that, the heated pool?
Yes, we have a therapy pool in Clinton.
Therapy,
and we also have
the
lap pool, which they do classes in. But in White House, the pool is 87 or 88 degrees. It's always warm. So that pool
The heated one, when I first had my knees done, they told me to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told me to dip my knees, and he said, walk.
Yep.
So if you walk in the water, he says, that's
very good for you.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
water has resistance.
And then he says, if you want to go into the other one and swim later, that's okay too, but I can swim now. But I
but that therapy pool is in the 90s. It's very warm.
Yeah. But it's a wake-up call when you go into the other one. You go from the one that's 90 into the other one. It's like, whoa, you know. If someone wanted to take a tour or set up an appointment or, you know.
They could stop in any time. Any time that we're open, we have fitness staff available to give them a tour, to help them sign up, to talk to about what they want to achieve, whatever goals they have. Anytime that we're open, anybody can stop at any time or call and set up a specific appointment with someone.
Do you have a number they could call if they wanted to?
Yeah, we have the numbers for White House. It's 908-534-7600. And Clinton is 908-735-6884.
Well, Rita, Sarah, I can't thank you enough for coming. I can't believe how fast the time flew.
I can't believe it.
You know,
that went quick.
Yeah, that's because we had two good-looking women in there. You know, right? And one who rides the horses. You know, that's
snowboards.
Yeah, and snowboards on top of it. Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. In fact, I have someone coming from. Was it? I want to say it's Mainstream or something.
Mm-hmm.
That they help vets and children with. Physical and mental thing, ride horses.
In
Oldwick, I think it is, or someplace.
Yes.
And they're coming on the radio on my show, NAMI show, before this.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I thought when you said riding horse, I said, oh, that's cool, you know. Well, I want to thank you both for coming, and I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
And, you know, it's been, I think, very informative, and I really thank you. And, next week is Martin Luther King Day. You guys are off from school?
Monday,
yes. Yeah, Monday. Yeah. Well, the chamber is closed Monday, so they're going to do rewinds. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And enjoy your week and have a good one. And keep healthy and go to the exercise.
Yep.
Go to the gym.
Goals.
Yep. Set your goals and go to the gym.
Yep.
See you in 2 weeks.
See ya.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It is with a very heavy heart that I announce that Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton, a 17-year veteran of the Orlando Police Department, lost her life today.
Orlando police spokesman confirming the death of an officer shot and killed at a Walmart today by Marqueth Lloyd. The manhunt currently underway has taken the life of another officer. A motorcycle patrol officer that was responding to the shooting was struck by a car and killed. Tennessee Representative Diane Black sounding off on what she calls fear tactics by the Democrats when it comes to Obamacare, Medicare, and Medicaid.
These are the same people who promised you their plan would lower premiums, the same people who promised it wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class, and who promised that if you like your plan, you can keep it.
A federal court hearing for the accused Fort Lauderdale airport shooter is over. The court has appointed him a public defender. More news at USAradio.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom.